This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Michigan State, what'd you make of the way they played against New Mexico?
It started slow. If you watch the game, it was obvious they started slow, but then they hit that 10-minute mark halfway through the first half, and it was the energy that they brought from starters, from the bench. It just was an attacking, swarming defense that created fast breaks, that created high-energy plays that stole all the momentum from that first half in what they were facing against New Mexico. New Mexico, to their credit, they hit some shots early.
Yeah.
They started off as hot as they possibly could. Michigan State weathered the storm, and then it was just simply an overwhelming force that took over that game.
It's vintage Tom Izzo in the timeout check-ins. He goes, "We're reading our press clippings. We don't want to defend. Our defense is what got us here. I'm yanking the big guys out. I'm going small." And you know what? You're right. They did. They wore them down. MSU's a deep team, and we say it, but you really see it in a game like last night, where they got more scoring from their bench than they did their starters. And if you're going to play defense the way they have to for 40 minutes, you need fresh bodies. So they have a stretch in the first half where once they settled down, they gave up one field goal in 10 minutes. Now, they needed to because they weren't getting any offense. Like, Jace Richardson didn't make a shot until the final minute or so. But that's what MSU will do. The fear was, what if they don't shoot well? And the answer was, they'll simply just defend well enough to outlast the opponent. And that's what they did last night. Now, the question is, can they keep doing that? Are they playing with fire? Are they good enough to make this run that everybody's hoping they make?
Yeah, they are. I mean, when you get 10 from Fiddler off the bench, when you get, you know, Trey Holloman with 14 off the bench, Cohen Carr, we've seen him have big games and big moments, 8 off the bench. That's where you're really going to see this team continue to keep playing.
The fear is what we saw with St. John's, right? Where they shot themselves out of that game. And that's the fear that Michigan State would play anybody, a team that they're better than, and they just don't make their shots and they end up losing.
I think the biggest difference is, and I don't know the ins and outs of St. John's, what they've been doing all year. I obviously know that they were able to attain the 2 seed, but the one thing that we know about Michigan State, and we said this last week, whether it was against Bryant or against New Mexico, they could have times where, hey, the faucet turns off and they're just stone cold from shooting the basketball. And they could go 4 or 5 minutes without much production. But what's going to keep the game close? What's going to keep them in it? What's going to eventually turn the game in their favor is the fact that they do play defense. And that's, I mean, you mentioned
St. John's does too, though, and it wasn't enough. I mean, but now their shooting was, I mean, laughably bad, John. They were 2 of 22 from 3. They were 28% from the floor. Like, it was an, like, I would say historic. Got to be one of the worst shooting nights.
Yeah, but it's the way that they operate the fast break. The easy baskets that they get and the energy that they create off of those fast break moments.
Michigan State fans, what'd you take out of your performance? You won both games. You're still dancing Sweet 16. Izzo getting out of that opening weekend. It did cross my mind. I go, it'd be such a travesty if they didn't get out of the opening weekend with this team. But you knew once they got back into it at the end of the first half, it would be a slugfest, but they'd find a way to win that game. And Ole Miss has got some firepower, right? They won going away against Iowa State. There's a chance that team comes in and shoots, but I like how MSU matches up defensively with their guards. They don't give up threes. They make you work for it. If you can get in the paint, still nothing easy with Michigan State's bigs. 3.5-point favorites, it might be dicey, but I think they've got what it takes to keep winning these games.
And I'm sure there were people against Bryant or against New Mexico that were, hey, down two at the half. Like, they were nervous. I'm not as invested in Michigan State, so I wasn't as nervous because I just felt like, and sometimes when you're removed, right, you could see things a little bit more logically and you're not looking at it with so much emotion. There was so much momentum going into the half. Now, they weren't able to come all the way back in the first half, but there was so much momentum that they took in that that second 10 minutes of the first half.
Yeah.
That I thought, you know what, there's New Mexico, hey, thanks for participating. It was fun. You put up a good fight. There just was no chance in the second half that I thought that they would be able to hang point for point with Michigan State.
State's first lead of the game, I believe, came early in the second half, like 33-31.
Mm-hmm.
And I was texting Michigan State friend. I go, Jace is going to heat up at some point, right? He's like, I don't know. He didn't, and they still won,
yeah.
Which I think would be, maybe it's encouraging. A State fan on Ticket Tech says, if he hits any shot, they win by 15-plus.
Yeah, he was 0-for from deep and 1-for-10 from the floor.
And that one was like a late putback.
Yeah.
Not that it was irrelevant. They were trying to, you know, keep the deficit up, but...
But he did what he had to do from the line.
Sure.
4-for-4. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, again, they weren't great from the line. That's one of the things that really kind of surprised me. It seems like down the stretch, they were a team that when given the free throws, when given opportunity, they would put teams away. And that was one of the things that kept games close too, is that they were just good from the line.
The other thing I like if I'm a Spartan fan watching this team is I'm not like a ticky-tack call away from having to play a lot differently. Like, I thought an underrated moment in last night's game was Nelly Jr. Joseph, the big guy for New Mexico. He scores a basket and then picks up a foul immediately, and it's his fourth, and he's got to get out of the game. That's a big player down low in a game where they had to... Part of their formula was going to be to clean up the glass, hang in, and when they lost their big, I thought that was a huge part of the second half. Michigan State doesn't have one guy where, damn, if he gets in foul trouble, we're really in trouble. They don't have that guy.
No, and it's a team that they play defense, they rebound, they do all the hustle things. Now, I know at the beginning of that game that hustle wasn't necessarily to the same standard that they're used to, and I'm not going to sit there and say that, you know, for 40 minutes they have to be perfect in that regard. But, you know, in terms of rebounds, they're not a team that gets out-hustled for some of those rebounds, especially offensive rebounds. They're not a team that's going to get outworked on defense. They may face a team that plays better defense, but they're not going to get outworked.
Texter says, I think State's good enough to get it done. They're just too deep and too many people that can beat you. Their best player, Jace, went 0-for-1,000 from the field, and they still won by 8 points. Another texter says, MSU just keeps coming downhill with fresh bodies. New Mexico couldn't guard us legally without reaching and checking for much of that game.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan State went 9 deep.
Hey, this one says, how everybody's looking at MSU kind of with a name, but they're overlooking the players who aren't well-known. I think opposing coaches are getting extremely frustrated with Carson Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive rebound after offensive rebound keeps the moment going.
Yeah, he had 8 boards.
It's good. Texter says, Twitter will be a toxic war zone if Michigan and Michigan State both win on Friday. It says... As a Spartan fan, I actually would rather have Auburn. Hard to beat the same team 3 times, and at that point, Michigan is coming off of a high, beating Auburn and playing with house money in Dusty May's first season. That's Mike and Fenton.
But if I'm looking at it from Michigan State, I don't care how much confidence Michigan has. It can't match the confidence that Michigan State has. And we all know that there are mental hurdles, and those sometimes are the hardest to get over. Physically, you could play better, but then you seem to make some mistakes that, or you're forced into mistakes. And it's not that Michigan lost those games. They got beat.
To me, it comes down to satisfaction. Okay, matchups matter, and you may prefer a team for matchup reasons. The satisfaction of beating your rival to go to the Final Four. Like, if I'm MSU, the satisfaction of beating Michigan outweighs what if we lose. And the same is said for the Wolverines. The satisfaction of winning that game and going to the Final Four. If I'm Michigan and I beat Tom Izzo in Dusty May's first year, and I go to the Final Four in Dusty May's first year and Izzo doesn't, satisfaction. That's better than, well, I'd get a favorable matchup against Ole Miss. We actually have a better chance. The satisfaction of winning that game to me is more important.
Well, and here's the beautiful thing is, if you're Michigan and you're going to the Final Four, if you're Michigan State, you're going to the Final Four, there's going to be a celebration. It's even sweeter if it's over your rival.
And if you're winning, you expect to keep winning, right? Like, it's momentum, and for Michigan, you're kind of conquering a lot of these demons along the way. If you beat Auburn, you say, bring on Michigan State. Well, I don't care. We lost to them twice. Think about how much fun it would be. Yeah. Trash talk.
And approve or disapprove of how things ended in East Lansing, does it not add to the juice that could be in this game?
Explosive. It could be fireworks. 97-1.